Hi there, it's Si Smedley here from the Oldham Chronicle on the music desk with the latest of my music features, and I'm delighted to have been joined on the phone by Nige Clark from Dodgy. So good morning, Nige. How are you, mate?
Good morning, Simon. I'm good, thank you.
Great to hear from you, and everybody's really looking forward to seeing Dodgy coming up to the Upper Mill Civic Hall later in February. And are you looking forward to it? Are you coming back to the borough? Well, I was going to say, as I was explaining before I went on air, that I was at the Werneth Park show back in 96. I think it was about three rows from the front when you played there. And it was just at the time when Good Enough was coming out, no less. So you were kind of pretty much in your pomp at that time, Nige. Do you remember much about the Werneth Park gig at all?
I do, I remember. It was a really nice day.
Yeah, it
I
was.
Remember,
yeah.
I remember it's been a really nice day. Everyone had been really friendly, and then to top it off, we had a radio because we were like, Good Enough was just out that week.
That's right.
And it went to number four, and we put it on the radio, didn't
yeah,
we?
Yeah, it was unbelievable.
With a speaker. And everyone went crazy, and then we played it, and it was just like, so it was one of those right here, right now moments.
Yeah, it certainly was, yeah. I mean, it was... you know, it was just amazing how you just happened to be in Oldham at that time. Because, like I say, it was a very sort of pivotal moment in the career of Dodgy, really, wasn't it? Like I say,
yeah. I mean, that 96 was a really. I mean, you know, when people ask me, I sort of forget. I do forget. I have selective memory, but 96 was a really big year. You know, playing Oldham.
Yeah.
We went to Bosnia. We sold a massive tour out.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
know, all around the country, and it was just. So busy, you can't remember all.
Yeah.
Definitely, as I go into old age, I'll
start to remember. do you ever, do you or any of the other lads, that's you, Andy, Matthew or Stu, do you ever kind of hark back for those days? Obviously, you've got other things on at the moment with, you know, in your lives, but do you ever sort of think, oh, I wish it was the mid-90s again?
Who doesn't? Who doesn't think that, you know? It's like,
yeah.
Of course, we sort of hark back and go, you know, it was good fun, but, you know, you can't stay there, can you? You can't be forever. And I must say that I'm really enjoying being in a band, because we split up in 98.
That's
and
right.
We got together in 2008.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
We've been together now as long as we were when we first were together. We've done two albums since we got back together. We're not really carking on about our past. You know, it's good that we have those songs that...
Yeah.
Soundtracked the summer for a couple of years, but you know we're still a going concern as a band.
Yeah, good.
Yeah,
that's right. So obviously after Upper Mill, you've got tons on, I think, this year again, haven't you? In the diary, Nige.
Lots of festivals, lots and lots.
Mm.
We're going to Holland with Peter Hook. And you know, we'll enjoy the return.
We've got
lots of gigs. We've got that one in March, but then it's the festival season is a very busy thing for a band.
And
a band like Dodgy anyway, having staying out for the summer as a bit, you know, play a lot of camper van festivals, and I have a camper van, so I'm really happy to do that.
Fantastic.
You know, you meet people who are like sort of like-minded.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
What can the fans expect at Upper Mill then? I mean, we kind of use you more, you know, predominantly use you more recent stuff. Or I mean, presumably you'll chuck in the big hits from the '90s as well.
We sort of do a mix. I mean, we normally play for like a lot of the hits from the '90s and some of the ones pivotal songs that we think that were important to us and the fans.
Yeah.
And then we sort of like do a couple of cover versions, and then we look at
fantastic.
We mix it all up though, and then we look at the new two albums.
Brilliant.
We're not playing the whole album in its entirety
ignoring
the fact that we had written good enough.
Yeah, fantastic. Brilliant. So just coming towards the end now, Nige, you released What Are We Fighting For? That was your latest album in September, I think, if I'm right. And how's kind of what's been the reception to that album, mate? Has it been good? And
yeah, everyone hated it.
Really?
We all hated it. No one liked it. No, it was my funny, but no, they've done really well, and we're still promoting it. So we'll see if we get another single off it to radio. I mean, that's the important thing, to get radio support.
Yeah, people
slowly. I mean, I would say that we've gone. We like the Wombles. We started off underground.
Yeah.
Then we went up into the chart position at Oldham Gate in 1990.
Yeah, yeah.
Now we've gone back underground again. So we're a cool band again now.
Yeah, yeah.
I kind of prefer that.
Yeah.
A few hits in our pocket.
Yeah, fantastic, fantastic. Well, like I say, the listeners and the readers are really looking forward to seeing you, and we'll see you at the Civic Hall up a little shortly. Thanks very much for your time, Nigel.
No, sorry,
cheers, mate. Take care. Bye.